the best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Become a fan of the show on Facebook at 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff. And then you can also follow us on Twitter at WILS Weekend Kick. Dave Benton here alongside Scott Eckersley. Michael Arace from the Columbus Dispatch will be with us in about 15 minutes talking about the whole Jim Tressel situation. Get the opinion from somebody who's in Columbus and knows what's going on with the fan base and the alumni and things like that. We'll also talk with Matt Charbonneau of the Detroit News at 10 o'clock about Michigan State basketball and what's been going on with there. And then we'll talk with Ken Pomeroy from KenPom.com. He's got an interesting little ranking system that can help us figure out who is going to make a run in this tournament. But Scott, right now, I want to talk about the collective bargaining agreement. And obviously some issues have come up now. It is official that there is a lockout in the NFL. It is official that the players' union has decertified. And basically now we are at a stalemate. And now we are going to let the courts handle it. And, you know, it looked promising for a while. Right before the collective bargaining agreement was up last week, they extended it. They decided they were going to negotiate for another week with between the union and the coaches, or and the owners. And it looked like possibly something was going to get done. In fact, experts and writers started to think, you know what, I think that something is going to get done here. Now remember, the main three issues we're talking about here. Okay, we're talking about a rookie pay scale, we're talking about 18-game schedule, and we're talking about $9 billion in revenue that's going to be divided up between the players and the owners. And those are the three main issues. Now, about halfway through this week, players' union all of a sudden said 18 games is off the table. And at that point, Scott, I knew there was a major issue between the union and the owners, and I think everybody did, and that this was not going to end well, because that was something the owners did not want to take off the table.
Well, not just that, but that was not the major issue. Out of those three, because we've been talking about this for almost a month now, and the main issue was the $9 billion, how that was going to be split. And if they were just now, with a couple days left, just getting to the 18-game schedule, resolving that, if that was going to happen, you knew there was a much, much bigger issue. In seeing things, I know John Mara, the owner of the Giants, was in there, and he said that the union's stance never really changed.
Quote from the mediator who's been doing all the mediating between these two groups in the last month or so, George Cohen: no useful purpose would be served by requesting the parties to continue the mediation process at this time. AKA, nothing's getting done at these meetings. Absolutely nothing. They are just sitting there and going, well, we want this. Well, tough, you can't have that. And there's nothing going on at these meetings.
Now, in my mind, isn't a negotiation where one side offers one option, the other side kind of counters? What is there to do? How many different options of splitting $9 billion are there? You can't get it done in however many hours. What was it? How many days did they spend sitting together?
At least 4 weeks. At least. I mean, if you
even
really...
Even with the mediator, they've had over a week.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
So, I mean, they've been sitting down for a while, and they haven't been able to get anything. I got to be honest with you, okay? And I'm one of those people that, yeah, I make opinions as soon as I see people on TV. I decide whether I think they're a jerk. I decide whether I think that they have people's best interests at heart. I look at Damori Smith, who's the player union rep, okay? And I don't think that his negotiation way of doing things is working. I don't think his strong-willed way of doing things is boding well with the owners. And the vibe that I get is that he's being too hard-headed. He's being too difficult to the point where he doesn't want to negotiate anything. He's not willing to give anything over to the owners. And when you negotiate, you have to give a little to get a little. And it has to happen from the owner's side, too. But just from what I've seen and just from the interviews I've heard with Damori Smith, he just strikes me as a man, and this is the kind of guy the players' union wanted. He strikes me as a man who has basically said, this is what I want, and I don't care what it takes to get it. I am not crossing that line at all. This is what I want, and I'm going to get it.
Offering ultimatums, the take it or leave it. And you've got to realize, no matter how you look at it, the players, the owners are their bosses.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to their boss and saying, no, this is what I want. Well, when you do that and make an ultimatum to your boss, that's how you find people in other lines of work. You can't just go in and say, hey, you know what? I don't like what I'm getting paid. I want this much or I'm done.
Yep.
Most of the time they're going to say, okay, bye. And look at what's going to happen. Lockout.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying is that this could all be so easily avoided. And why is the NFL at the peak of its popularity? The NFL dominates any other professional league. And for them to do this and risk upsetting their fans is such a silly thing to do, okay? I'm looking at this. This is where we are now, okay? Now that the players have decertified, they're going to file an injunction. This is from ESPN.com. They're going to file an injunction against the lockout as well as class action suits against the owners, okay? Now, according to this article, it could take a month for there to be a ruling on the injunction of whether the lockout is fair or not, and then those other class action suits could take another couple of months. So now you're talking about, you're definitely going to affect free agency, which starts out in late March. You're definitely going to affect the draft before you even start sitting down at the negotiating table again. I just don't see an end to this in sight. Do you?
Well, maybe the end of July, August, maybe it'll come around then. But the one thing that I'm wondering to you, Dave, who are you more upset with for this happening?
Well, it depends on what issue you're talking about, okay? I think here's the main issue, okay? When you're talking about the $9 billion, okay, you're talking about the players want to see the financial statements of the NFL. And the NFL owners are saying, look, yeah, we're going to make money next year. But the bottom line is, as your salaries raise, our ticket prices, unless we raise those, and our apparel and things of that nature, unless we raise the prices on all those, our income stays the same while your prices raise, which means we make less and less money each year. And so the Players Association wants to see the statements, and I am starting to understand why the owners don't want to show it to them, because it just opens up a whole can of worms where the players can say, see, you're doing fine, when really it might not be that cut and dry. So with the $9 billion right now, I side with the owners. With the 18-game schedule, I totally side with the players. If you are going to increase the risk of injury and long-term injuries to players, you need to up their health benefits. If you're going to be making extra money, and we're talking an extra $500 million here, okay, between these two extra games per season, if you're going to do that, their health insurance needs to go for a lot longer than what it does right now after their career is over, okay? If you want these players to budge on the 18-game schedule, you've got to give them that health insurance. And I completely understand that, because I understand that as you get older, okay, after you are done, after you lose that health insurance, it becomes almost impossible to get personal health insurance that covers things that you're going to have to handle later on in life. And so I side with the players on that side of it. So it really depends on what side we're talking about. Michael A. Race will be with us next. Columbus Dispatch will talk more about this Jim Tressel situation, get an Ohio State version of it. We'll also talk with Matt Charbonneau on the Detroit News at 10 o'clock about Michigan State basketball, and Ken Pomeroy from KenPom.com at 10:30 about ranking systems. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.